escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I do feel bad if you're on vacation right now because the weather does stink. But I will tell you this. This is one of those times because we've all been there, right? We've all been on vacation. If you have kids and the weather's not great and board games are lifesavers, we just got this game called Do You Know Your Meme? I think it's called. And we play it with the kids and it's a funny picture. And then you have multiple choice cards. And you got to pick the funniest description for that picture. And then everybody votes. And we played it with the kids the other night and they had a blast. And now my kids are playing Uno and they're loving that. So we're bringing back the old school games. And of course, can't go wrong with Operation, Monopoly, old school. And they make a lot of the adult games that we love in kids' versions too, like Clue and others. So, but yeah, no, I feel bad if you're on vacation this week and you're down the shore or something like that. That's always a bummer. We've all been there. We've all been there. No doubt about it. All right. We're keeping our eyes on something else local too. We've got the local news on. Thanks to our buddy Mark O'Connor for giving me a hat tip on that. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that as we go on. I wanted to share with you, there is a, so if you're just joining us, and this is what makes me very happy today, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book a grand escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits. Just go to grandhotelcapemay.com for all the details. What makes me happy is that it's a huge win for President Trump today, a huge legal win for President Trump because, 6ABC has a story. All right. There's an active shooter alert at Villanova University. We're going to jump in and take this from 6ABC. Thanks to Mark O'Connor for alerting me to this. Let's take a listen here.
Stay in their dorms, stay in their residences, and also for anyone who happens to live nearby, especially on the law school side of Villanova. This is Scarpa Hall here. Mm-hmm. And they reached out to students twice with messaging. A lot of them just returned to campus for a brand new school year, freshman move-in day. You have classes starting on Monday. So as you can imagine, it's very active, bustling there.
Yeah, very busy day. And if we get a chance, we'll show you that text that has been sent to various cell phones across campus warning of the possibility of an active shooter on Villanova University. But once again, Chopper 6 live over the law school. That's apparently where's ground zero, if you will, of the activity that's taking place. A number of police, Radnor police, perhaps campus police here, warning and asking residents and students to shelter in place, stay away from this particular part of the campus. This is the law school. Again, we are working to gather more information on this breaking news story and continue to officially confirm if this is the possibility of a shooter or if this is some type of rumor. But there is an alert that's been sent throughout the campus about the possibility of a shooter at Villanova.
And just to give you some perspective of where this is on campus, the law school is on the Spring Mill Road side of Villanova University, the main entrance being on Lancaster. So this is behind the main entrance of the school, and it is a very residential area back there as well, right at this intersection here at Spring Mill.
All right, we're continuing to follow this breaking news story and bring you more information as it becomes available to us. Let's take a quick break. More
All right, so we'll follow that for you. Active shooter alert at Villanova University. As we get more details, we'll keep you posted. We'll be scanning the local news for that throughout the rest of the show. Okay? All right. But what makes me happy is that President Trump won a massive legal victory today as a New York appellate court threw out that ridiculous penalty against him that was imposed by Letitia James and that awful, awful judge. That happened. What doesn't make me happy is that an Obama-appointed judge has stripped Alina Haba of her authority as the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey. That happened today as well. That was a ruling that came out as we were on the air today, a judge finding that Alina Haba was unlawfully serving in the role of acting U.S. attorney of New Jersey. Judge Matthew Bran said Haba has not been the rightful temporary U.S. attorney for New Jersey since July 1st, a ruling that follows two criminal defendants in New Jersey challenging her appointment in court, alleging it was unconstitutional. And the judge now saying that this is her appointment is unlawful. He's an Obama appointee serving in the Middle District of Pennsylvania, finding that Haba could not prosecute these two defendants. The New Jersey judges made the rare decision to decline to extend Haba's term and instead appoint career attorney Desiree Grace to the job. We'll continue to follow that one for you as well. But the good news is that when it came to Letitia James and that ridiculous penalty that she imposed upon Donald Trump, who did nothing wrong, and there was not a single victim at all. The court has voided the $500 million fraud penalty against Donald Trump in the civil case against him. The court found the disgorgement was an excessive fine that violates the Eighth Amendment. Now, you know that Letitia James is a hideous human being. She's an absolutely abusive prosecutor. She has abused her office. She ran for office pledging to get President Donald Trump. That's what she ran on. Okay? Understand that point. I hate these prosecutors who go after people for their own political benefit. And that's what she did. She ran for attorney general, promising to get Trump. Then show me the man, I'll show you the crime. She went after Trump. There were no one. And I mean no one. No banks that were upset. No lien holders that were upset, no insurance company, the opposite. They all said, we made money and we'd do it again. We would do business with the guy again. There were no victims. This was a victimless case. No one was upset except for Letitia James. But she was hell-bent on going after Trump. And then they imposed a gag order on the president. So here you had a man, a citizen of the United States of America, being accused by the government of a crime he could not talk about in the court of public opinion as he was running for president of the United States of America. Think about that for a moment. Gag orders are usually imposed, typically, almost in every instance, imposed to protect the rights of the defendant, not to hurt the defendant in the court of public opinion. That's exactly what this judge did. Now, I'm going to read you President Trump's Truth Social post from earlier today, because he sums it up really, really well in only a manner that he can do. So I'm going to share this with you. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's worth it here. OK. Total victory in the fake New York State Attorney General Letitia James case. I greatly respect the fact that the court has had the courage to throw out this unlawful and disgraceful decision that was hurting business all throughout New York State. Others were afraid to do business there. The amount, including interest and penalties, was over $550 million. It was a political witch hunt, in a business sense, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. This was a case of election interference by the city and state trying to show illegally that I did things that were wrong, when in fact, everything I did was absolutely correct and even perfect. Every single dollar was thrown out, even the penalties imposed on us by the corrupt judge, one of the most overturned in history, Arthur Engoron. I wasn't given a jury, and during the course of the trial, which lasted a long time, was not given one ruling in my favor by this political hack. But worse than him, if that's possible, was Letitia James, a corrupt and incompetent attorney general who only brought this case in order to hurt me politically. She is a Trump deranged lunatic. They made up bond. They made me bond, the outrageous sum, which never happened before and which cost me millions of dollars a month. It should have never been allowed to happen, and everyone knew it. Importantly, the vote was 5-0. I am so honored by Justice David Friedman's great words of wisdom, which should be read by everyone. I would also like to thank the court for having the courage to make this decision, which is already going down as one of the worst business persecutions in the history of our country. Sadly, there are other cases against me that are equally disgraceful, including those headed up by corrupt judges like Juan Merchan, whose daughter collected millions of dollars in fees from crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, while her father shockingly refused to recuse himself from a vicious and corrupt trial, which is also under appeal, one in which every legal pundit in New York said there was no case. Even editorial boards said, do not do this. Judge Merchan gave me an unprecedented gag order, not letting me talk about him or his daughter or the fact that the appellate judges thought he should not be doing the case, but he did it anyway. Many lawyers said that his daughter and him created the greatest conflict of interest they had ever seen. Judge Lewis Kaplan, the other remaining case, whose wife, family, and friends attended his two trials, is as mean and nasty as anyone I ever met. That case, also on appeal, should also never have been brought, and he should be admonished for abuse and every other thing that can be thrown at a corrupt judge. He loved the publicity and would not let us present the irrefutable evidence that we wanted to present. This Clinton-appointed judge should not be allowed to get away with this scam. Good for the president. This is a big win. By the way, are you going to screenshot that thing for me? That thing that we talked about?
Yeah.
We'll screenshot it.
Well, we got a lot going on at the moment, but we'll screenshot it.
All right. Should we jump in and listen to the active shooter alert at Villanova?
Yeah.
Yeah. ABC they just came back from that.
Okay.
Reporter Brianna Smith is also at the scene, standing by. And Brianna, what can you tell us from Villanova right now?
Well, yeah, Rick, we just got to the scene, and as you can see, we're on County Line Road, and you can see just how far down these police vehicles go. There are several police departments here. We've seen Radnor Police, along with East Whiteland, Upper and Lower Marion, and it just goes further down this road. And we are not too far from that law building where we see a lot of activity. You can see the flashing lights and officers around this area. Now, we're working to learn more information. This is very preliminary, but we saw on the campus's website that a post saying active shooter on campus, move to secure location, lock and barricade doors. Also, Radnor Police put out a post asking all nearby residents and students to shelter in place. I know you mentioned this earlier, but we know that yesterday was move-in day for first-year students, and more than 1,800 students along with their families were on campus. And now today, those students, their parents and the families were participating in activities to help acclimate themselves to the campus and create relationships with peers, and that's when we heard that there was an active shooter. So we reached out to the university, we reached out to police for more information. We just got to the scene, so we are working to learn more, and of course we will provide you with the latest as soon as we learn that information.
You just mentioned that, first of all, we are taking this live look from Chopper 6 right now. We see some activities, some law enforcement running. So it looks like something. Is the law school right behind you? You're on County Line near Spring Mill?
Yeah, we're right by that. to public officials to see, to confirm if that's where the activity was happening with the active shooter, to see who's inside, if anyone was hurt, and if so, how many victims there are and what their current conditions. But we also saw just earlier an officer run down this way. And so we believe, especially with all these vehicles, and you can see further down just how many officers are outside of their cars right now on the phone.
There's a lot of cops.
I'm sure making sure everyone's secure, trying to make sure that the active shooter is in custody at this time. And so we are here. Hopefully we can get a little bit closer to see what activity is going on further.
So they have Chopper 6 is showing this from the air right now.
And please come back to us as you learn more information as we continue to look at the scene from Chopper 6 over Villanova University.
I don't have it. They haven't said if anyone's been shot, and they haven't said if they have anyone in custody, but there are a lot of cops and a lot of cop cars and a lot of big black SUVs and a lot of SWAT teams.
Authorities moving into one of the buildings there, heavily armed, trying to determine exactly what's going on, hopefully making an arrest of a violent person that could be somewhere on campus. We mentioned two alerts that have corresponded throughout campus this afternoon. And again, we've been following the story perhaps about a half hour now. Mm-hmm. One alert saying, asking students, residents, staff members to shelter in place because of the possibility of an active shooter, asking everyone there to barricade their doors, move inside, shelter in place. And then a second alert was issued perhaps just 10 to 12 minutes ago, reiterating the same instructions, and we're following this story as we continue to look live from Chopper 6 overhead.
I just want to tell you, I've been scanning social media right now. A lot of the students who are on campus, who are, as you mentioned, sheltering in place, explaining, most of them explaining the same thing. They were in the middle of an opening mass for the students. This is their account on social media when all of this unfolded. They haven't said where on campus that was taking place, but being that this is centered around the law school, it could have been somewhere in this area. We did see that tent set up again for some sort of festivity.
Is there
that
a chapel
could be
nearby?
Happening. There is, but it's kind of on the other side of campus. So maybe it's happening in some other space just for the freshmen.
Okay.
Because a lot of these freshmen are saying, there's a big chapel, but maybe perhaps they were having some sort of event outside at this space, or maybe this is set up for one of the other, beginning of the school year, welcoming the new freshmen. And Brianna was mentioning that there their families are also here.
Yes.
So it's not
all right,
just
we'll
the
jump out of this and we'll monitor it for you. They haven't said if they have not reported on anyone being shot or anything like that at Villanova, but they have alerts for an active shooter. Could be a Fugazi. I don't know, but they've got a ton of cops there. We'll obviously keep you posted as this goes on. All right. I'm going to play a clip for you. So the Democrats are in the toilet, as you know, and nobody likes them. Everybody hates them. And that's just how that goes. Send me that friggin' screenshot. What's wrong with you two? Are you concussed again?
What's that?
Are you concussed?
I'm not concussed. No, I avoided the mic arm. I was not struck in the head. I'm totally fine.
MSNBC is already melting down over President Trump being cleared of his nearly $500 million fine. Who is this prune-looking woman that is in this shot here? Who is this?
I actually don't know who this is. I don't recognize her.
Right? She's like a claymation, like a clay. Remember in that movie Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and they were all made of clay.
Her name is Barbara McQuaid.
Okay, well, she looks like the villain in that movie.
She's not happy. I'll tell you that.
Meister Burger. That's what she looks like. Who banned all the toys?
Oh, that Christmas movie.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's a great movie. Burgermeister Meisterburger. She looks like him. Take a listen.
Eric Trump calling this a total victory, but is it?
No, it's anything but. And you can
It's anything but. They threw out $550 million he doesn't have to pay, but it's anything but a victory. Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You got 8 seconds into that clip.
8 seconds into it, yeah.
Do I start it from the beginning, or do we just keep going? I mean, you're not going to make it 50. You're going to interrupt it again, so.
Burgermeister Meisterburger, who hated toys. That's what she looks like. That's exactly what she looks like.
Wasn't he also sort of like a communist in that movie?
Yeah, he was a total totalitarian.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus, it's like, it's a very libertarian movie. It's a very pro-freedom movie. And Santa Claus was like this great rebel who went around handing out toys to all the kids because Burgermeister Meisterburger banned them all. And that's how Santa Claus became Santa Claus.
It's like Zoran Mamdani with his groceries.
What do you mean?
Well, he wants the state to control all the groceries. You can't go shop at Acme or wherever. He wanted to control all the toys. Remember? He kept them for himself.
Burgermeister Meisterburger. Yeah. Yeah, he did. He hated them, but he kept them all for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Santa Claus made them and then gave them to the kids. All right, we're getting off topic.
Sorry. Do you want to hear from Barbara McQuaid or not?
Yeah, play Prune Face. Right. Go ahead.
Eric Trump calling this a total victory, but is it?
No, it's anything but. And you can predict what the spin is going to be, you know, total exoneration, et cetera. I have had a chance to skim this opinion, certainly not.
Oh, you skimmed it. Oh, wow. Really, look at you. Wow, you skimmed it. I've had a chance to skim it. So then let's get your legal expert after you skimmed it. Oh, we need an attorney who skimmed it. I had a chance to skim it, and I've concluded that this opinion is bad. Because I skimmed it. Hey, guess what? I skimmed it too, Pruneface. And guess what I found? He doesn't have to pay $550 million. Where I come from, that's called a win. I can keep skimming if you want. But I skimmed to the part where it says he doesn't have to pay $550 million. And you know what we call that around here? A win. That's right. A win.
I think they're blowing it up.
Yeah, they are. Burgermeister Meisterburger. Go ahead.
Well, you got 18 seconds in that time.
Did I really?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself for that.
Here's some more Barbara.
The court found that the fine was excessive and has eliminated that under the Eighth Amendment. What it said, most importantly, is that there was fraud, that the verdict was absolutely sound, that the evidence showed that the Trump Organization engaged in massive fraud, and that is not going anywhere, that finding. In addition, the court is upholding all of the injunctive relief, that is, requiring an independent monitor to make sure that this pattern of massive fraud stops. To protect the public, barring some of the Trump Organization officials from serving in corporate leadership roles. All of that stands. And so certainly it is a benefit to the Trump Organization not have to pay $500 million in a fine.
You think?
What's important here
really?
Is that the court upheld the finding that the Trump Organization engaged in massive fraud.
Certainly it's a benefit. I don't want to downplay the fact that it's a benefit, that they don't have to pay $550 million, but they may not be able to be on the board of Gillette. Okay? So if one of them wants to serve, they may need a hall monitor and possibly a hall pass. Okay? They may even have to turn over their books to someone. So there's that. And also, they don't have to pay $550 million. But no, in my skimming, what I've skimmed and I've determined based on my thorough skimming is that this is really bad for them. Except for the part where they don't have to pay $550 million, Burgermeister Meisterburger. That part. Okay, so what we know right now is that there's an active shooter alert at Villanova, but we don't know anything else after that. Can we play his song, by the way? Burgermeister Meisterburger?
Yeah, give me a second. Actually, we're going to get
play.
Flagged
just,
on
what?
YouTube. But
oh, because you're saying it'll be banned? Copyright banned?
There's definitely a copyright on it, but we can play it. I mean, I can always go through the YouTube video and edit it out afterwards.
All right, go ahead.
Well, it's going to take a second to find.
Well, we got to take a break anyway.
Yeah, you can go a little bit long if you want.
Pruneface.
Well,
Pruneface. I mean, there's things in here, like, for example, they've got to fill out this form, Form A, in duplicate, and then they have to fill out this form in triplicate. So I would not call this a win in any way, shape, or form. And then they have to send this form via facsimile, and this one via certified mail return receipt requested. So I would not say this is a win. Now, it is a benefit that they don't have to pay $550 million. But I remind you, where are you going to get a facsimile machine these days? Someone from the Trump organization may have to go to FedEx office, formerly known as Kinko's. Just saying. I wouldn't be all celebrating just yet, because when you do the facsimile, $1.99 per page plus cover page charge. So now you're not really at $550 million now, are you?
We have your song, by the way.
Go ahead, please. This is Barbara McQuaid's song. Oh, nobody on YouTube can hear it?
No, we have it muted
for
on YouTube.
Copyright.
No. Sorry.
If you're listening on the podcast, you're going to see a giant gap in audio as well.
Oh, well.
And just so, if you want to listen on your own time after you're done listening to the podcast.
Oh, well, you can just edit this out of the podcast. Just edit it out. Fine. No video, no sound, no audio. It's just me dancing to nothing. It's just weird. Strange. People are thinking I'm on drugs. All right. So let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Dr. Victoria Coates. But let me tell you about my great friends at Tri-County Auto and what they have for you, the incredible specials. And thanks again to Sarah Weiss for supporting our wonderful friends at Tri-County Auto. Sarah just bought a new Toyota from them. I love that. Sarah, thank you. And I love that Toyota is making a wonderful investment in the United States of America. Look, this is the perfect time. Go see my friends at Tri-County Auto. Get inside a new Toyota, a Tri-County Toyota. During their national sales event, lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. Check out their new 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and lease for $459 a month for 36 months. Or finance at 5.99% for 60 months. Now, if you want to go American, I love Jeep, but they have Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Come into Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram for the Make This the Summer event. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE for only $349 a month for 36 months. That's right. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. And I love Tri-County Auto. Great people there. Brian Krieger, Cheryl Krieger, the whole team. They have a gigantic 25 by 30 American flag flying outside their dealership on 422. It's a beautiful thing to see. They love our country. They love our veterans. Always stepping up for the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon every year. And they love our show. They love us. They love us. And they love you. And they want you to see you. They want to see you. And they'll take great care of you. So please, support Tri-County Auto, our official car sponsor for this show, Tri-County Auto. Go to tricounty.com to see all the amazing specials, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Very excited to have her on. She's a superstar in every right. Former Deputy National Security Advisor, Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Author of the book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. She is the one and only Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Well, happy proper summer Friday, Rich.
Yes, Dr. Coates. I should mention as we get started, there is an active shooter alert at Villanova University. I'm not sure have been made aware of that or not. They have not said if anyone has been hurt. There is an alert and a heavy police presence. They have not said if anyone has been hurt or if they have anyone in custody or anything like that. I did want to make you aware of that. I don't know if you're traveling or not, but that is the news as we speak. So.
Well, prayers for all of our friends in Villanova.
Yes, no doubt about that. And there must be 50 cops at least, and sharpshooters on the roof and everything else. You have, we've got a lot to chat about, obviously, after the big meeting between, well, we talked on Friday, and thank you again for joining us in person at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and stealing my Fox News van. And it was great to see you there. Just had to get that out. Got it out. Good. Now we can move on. And then I saw you on Fox News a couple more times this week after Trump met with Zelensky and also NATO and the EU people and the European guys and gals. So what's your overall takeaway about this week and how everything went?
Yes, I did have that warm, needed feeling this week. And I think I've got 6 hits scheduled for tomorrow.
Oh, really? So, look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's really gratifying. I mean, it's much more due to Heritage than to me, the fact that people want to hear from the Heritage Foundation, which I strongly agree with. But it's
great.
You know, it's great to be able to get our message out. But you know, what I saw as opposed to what the mainstream media saw on Monday was perhaps the president doing something utterly unprecedented. It was historic. On Friday night, overnight, he called 7 major figures from Europe, including the Prime Minister of France, the President or the Prime Minister of the UK, the President of France, the President of Italy. I mean, all of these people, the head of the EU, they all came to the White House in 40 hours, Rich. That's just, I mean, nobody's seen anything like this before. You usually arrange that travel months in advance.
Right.
And he said, I want to see you on Monday. And they all showed up. And Zelensky showed up, the president of Ukraine. And he was able to say, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to go forward? And these were very productive meetings. And what the unified economies that you had there dwarf not only Russia, they dwarf China. That's the more important message to send there, is that the EU and the United States as economies both outrank China. So if you put them together, you know, that's not even a comparison. So that was the message of strength that was being sent. I really hope President Putin hears that message. Hears that President Trump wants to get to a peace deal. He wants to get to a resolution of the situation without either military or economic conflict, but that he's holding both of those possibilities in reserve. So it was a very powerful day, I thought.
I agree. And there are people in the media who are acting like, well, Putin is playing Donald Trump. I've heard that reported by a number of mainstream media sources. What does that even mean exactly?
Well, these are the same people who were saying that he was being played by the Iranians. And interestingly, we haven't heard so much from them out recently,
right?
Because he was, I mean, as he said, he gave them every opportunity diplomatically to resolve the situation in a way that would be mutually successful. That, I mean, he has said you can't have nuclear weapons to the Iranians, and he has said you can't have terrorist proxies trying to kill the Israelis. If you say we won't do that anymore, okay, we're good. We can get to an agreement. Same thing with the Russians. If we can get to an acceptable agreement on Ukraine, you can go back to being you. We're not in the business of regime change. We will be us. Maybe we can do some business. If we can't get to that, though, what he showed in April against Iran is you can push him too far. And he'll say, okay, I'm going to take this option. And now you can figure it out for yourselves.
Now, let's talk about security for Ukraine. Caroline Leavitt and the president both made it very clear. No boots on the ground. No American boots on the ground. Would not rule out eyes in the sky, so to speak. But really, there's no need for us to have a presence there. I mean, Europe's got plenty of planes and soldiers, and NATO, they really don't need us to do that if such a peacekeeping force were to be necessary in the first place. But why would you need that, theoretically?
Oh, I don't even know that we need European boots on the ground in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I think what we need is a strong eastern border of Ukraine that would go up into a strong eastern flank for NATO. And that is fairly limited. It goes through Latvia, Estonia, and Finland. And that's why I think the president of Finland, Alex Stubb, was in the Oval Office on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a scratch golfer. The president likes him. And he's awesome. We had lunch with him the last time he was in Washington. He's really good. He's the one who brought Finland into NATO. He's just a tremendous leader for that important country. So I think what we will see is that border security start to form as the most important element here. Then you're going to see missile defense. Nobody ever went to war with missile defense. And Sweden, for example, is coming up with its own version of Golden Dome. I think the Ukrainians can take some of the various missile defense systems that have been given to them, start to integrate them into a broader system, just so Ukraine can defend itself. It has a defensible eastern border. It can defend itself. Then fine, Russia can go be Russia. But from where my perspective is, that they shouldn't be given a free rein to go right to Kiev.
Dr. Victoria Coates is with us. She, of course, is the vice president of the Davis Institute at the Heritage Foundation and the author of the book Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. It's great to have her. Sky News reported that Italy arrested a Ukrainian who was suspected of involvement in the Nord Stream pipeline. I want to play this audio clip for you and get your take on it. Cut 23, Matt.
Breaking news to bring you now. This is from Berlin. German prosecutors say they have arrested a suspect, a Ukrainian citizen, involved or suspected of involvement in the 2022 Nord Stream gas pipeline explosions. The Ukrainian citizen suspected of that incident, which damaged the gas pipelines that run between Russia and Germany. Well, German prosecutors say they were arrested on Thursday. The suspect, as by German privacy laws, has only been identified as Serhii K, was arrested in Italy's Rimini province overnight. That's according to the federal prosecutors of Germany. They added he's believed to be one of the coordinators of the operation. Like I say, this is on suspicion of being linked to that, this arrest. The explosions in 2022, the September of that year, actually damaged the pipelines that were built to take Russian natural gas to Germany under the Baltic Sea, and added a lot of tension to the situation regarding the war in Ukraine between Europe and also Russia. And there was also that instance where Europe was trying to wean itself off Russian energy. So all tied in together, it ruptured the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. That was Russia's main natural gas supply line to Germany. Well, like I say, according to German federal prosecutors, a Ukrainian suspect has been arrested in Italy overnight, suspected of being linked to those explosions of 2022.
What do you make of that, Dr. Coates?
None of this is surprising because the war in Ukraine has always been an energy war. I mean, it has been about who controls the flows of natural gas to Europe. And for all of Europe's dreams of going green and going to renewables, the reality is that Europe is going to have to rely on, unless they would develop their own internal resources of natural gas, which are not insubstantial, but they refuse to do it. But they're going to have to rely on imports. And those imports can come from Russia, they can come from Azerbaijan, they can come from the United States, they can come from various places. So the disruption of Nord Stream 1 was, of course, a major step here. What I'd like to know is the home address of this Ukrainian who's been taken into custody. Was where in the country was he from? So for whom was he working? Mm-hmm. That is somewhat murky. So right now, you know, we'll see. I'm not shocked by this development. This was a major event in the war, obviously, but I don't think we know enough to really
situation. I'd like to know his home address, it sounds like mm-hmm. you're skeptical that he's actually living in Ukraine and part of Ukraine. Because there's
From the east?
That he's what?
Is he from the east?
Interesting. Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, because, I mean, there's so that story that
you could be working for a lot.
Yeah, no. I gotcha. I hear you. I mean, that was essentially the story that was the author's name escapes me right now. Mm-hmm. Why can't I think of it? Help me. Why can't I think of it? The guy who wrote the story on Nord Stream 2 being blown up, Matt, help me. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking. I can't think of his name either. Well, I'll find it. Though.
Somebody's going to tell me on the YouTube chat, and then somebody will tell me. But yeah, no, I mean, Dr. Coates, there's certain things she can't say. She's got all kinds of clearances, and she'd have to kill people. And I'm the first on her list.
I would never do that.
No, I know, but you know what I mean. So I get that point. All right. What about the criticism that Seymour Hersh? Thank you, Seymour Hersh. And his allegation essentially was that we blew up Nord Stream 2, right? I mean, that was pretty much the allegation that Seymour Hersh wrote in his piece. So we'll just leave it there. Now, Dr. Coates, a lot of people don't want to see the United States involved in any way, shape, or form, militarily, with NATO, with Ukraine, whatsoever here. But the president has talked about the mineral rights and we sell them the weapons versus giving them weapons and we make money off of this. How does that play out so that people that have said America first here don't feel a sense of, once again, America as being either the world's police or the world's provider?
Well, my feeling about this war has been from the beginning that this is a war in Europe, and that if the Europeans wish to play a role in this, they're more than welcome to. And that was also, I think, part of the message on Monday, that the European leaders had been brought to the White House to be told what was going to happen. And if they wish to purchase things from us for whatever purpose, we're going to do that under a NATO umbrella. That's fine. But no, I don't think there is an extended U.S. role for ongoing financing, for ongoing direct arbing. I think what the president is saying is that we should be able to get to a place where, in dialogue with President Putin, not excluding him, but, you know, having Russian presence in those discussions, figure out what that eastern border looks like. And for me, that's the bottom line. What is that?
Yeah.
And then how do we move forward from that? And if there is a role for the United States, because we need some of those materials that can be mined in that region, can we come up with some kind of agreement where U.S. companies can come in and start to develop that? I'm fine with all of that. What I don't want is what we've had for the last 4 years, as much as it takes, as long as it takes, hundreds of billions of dollars being poured into, a conflict that we aren't going to actually win. So that's my bottom line here. I think I agree with the president. We need to get it over with. We don't want any more Ukrainians dying. We don't want any more Russians dying. We want to get to a resolution.
As always, my friend, I appreciate it. We will watch you on Fox News tomorrow for your 6 hits, and we'll be excited for you and cheering you on, of course. I have 2 scheduled tomorrow.
Okay, I will watch you too.
Oh, well, you have to watch one of them on Saturday night, but nevertheless.
Oh, you're doing the Saturday show. That's right.
Yeah. America's News are in the morning, and then I'm gonna kill time until I have to tape that show at 6. So from like 11 to 6, I don't know, I'll walk around New York and probably get mugged, and maybe I'll, I don't know.
I'm going to go to both affiliates games this weekend.
Oh, good for you. Excellent.
Yep. All right. Well. Fraser.
You tell him I said hello. All right, Dr. Victoria Coates, get the book and follow her on X at Victoria Coates. Thanks, my friend. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPH.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I don't think she caught my question about if they still have peep shows in New York.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. I don't know why that slipped out there. Like a child sometimes. All right, so they have reports of an active shooter at Villanova University. They don't have anyone in custody. No one's been hurt. There's been just reports at this time. Heavy police presence. We'll keep you updated as we go into our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I want to tell you that that is the big story of the hour, though, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. With other dentists, it's about cost. With Dr. Mike, it's about care. Care and compassion to your smile. That's what he's about. And I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. So when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division and kitchen remodeling division. Emmons will not only make your home look beautiful from the curb, it will also be stunning. Energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. And they install American-made roofing products. And they are Owens Corning Shingle Platinum Contractor Certified, the best of the best. So whether it is a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you. emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.